హరే కృష్ణ. క్వశ్చన్ ఫ్రమ్ రాజ్ పరీక్షిత్ ప్రభు. వాట్ డస్ ఇట్ మీన్ టు సిచ్యుయేట్ అవర్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ ఇన్ స్పిరిచువల్ సౌండ్? అండ్ యూ సెడ్ దట్ సౌండ్, స్పిరిచువల్ సౌండ్ ఇస్ ద స్టిమ్యులస్ ఫర్ మెడిటేషన్ అండ్ మెడిటేషన్ మీన్స్ టు సిచ్యుయేట్ అవర్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ ఇన్ స్పిరిచువల్ సౌండ్. కెన్ యూ ప్లీజ్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ దిస్? ఆన్సర్: ఎస్, వీ కెన్ ఎన్విజన్ our consciousness as being at a particular level comparable to, say, somebody being on a ground floor in a building, and then that is our present level of consciousness, which is largely materialistic. So it may be in goodness, passion, ignorance, but that is the current level of our consciousness. And say the 10th story of the building is the spiritual level of consciousness. So meditation, it has many different aspects to it. The essence of meditation is that we shift our mind from the changing towards the unchanging. So what would make us want to make such a shift? It can be because the changing is very agitating. You know, when too many things go wrong, when too many problems come up, when too much uncertainty is there, at that time we need some rest from the changing material level, and because of that need for rest, we may seek relief by focusing on something unchanging. For example, when people go close to nature, away from cities, they go for retreats. Their idea is they want to be away from the hustle bustle of city life and close to the peacefulness of nature. So again, the idea is to go from something which is rapidly changing to something which is relatively serene, relatively unchanging. So just as people may do that physically, meditation involves doing it internally, taking our consciousness away from the changing towards the unchanging. And the material is changing. Adibhutam kshara bhavah, Krishna says. Kshara, constant change is there in the material existence. Now, the desire for relief from the anxiety and agitation caused by the changing, that could be one impetus for meditation, for moving our consciousness towards the unchanging. Another impetus could be if the unchanging itself is very attractive. And that's why we feel pulled towards meditating on the spiritual, on the unchanging. Now, usually it is the material that is very attractive. Usually in the material world, there are many sense objects. And there is the promises that if we control and if we possess and control and enjoy the sense objects, we'll get a lot of pleasure. So normally our consciousness is attracted towards the worldly objects. So, but if the spiritual unchanging reality would manifest in attractive form and would stimulate us, would draw us towards it, just like we are sitting at a particular place, but if we smell a very aromatic fragrance, we are drawn there by our nose to see what is there. I want to taste it. I want to find out what is so fragrant. So like that, if the spiritual manifested in a very attractive way, then we could go towards the spiritual and attain the spiritual. So now, the spiritual sound vibration is one of the most attractive ways in which the spiritual manifests at an accessible level for all of us. That means the transcendental, the spiritual, it manifests for us through sound vibration. So going back to the early example of a building, so the spiritual level of consciousness is the unchanging 10th story. It's like the 10th story building, 10th story of the building, 10th story level. And the ground level is the material level of consciousness. So as we know, spiritual sound vibration is a sound that comes from the spiritual level of reality down to the material level of reality. And attracts us, just like a elevator comes down, and then so it offers an opportunity to get into that elevator. And if you just get into that elevator, we will go up to the 10th floor. So first is that we should have the desire to go towards the 10th floor, and second is that there should be some means by which we can go towards the 10th floor. So spiritual sound serves both these purposes. When there are the sounds glorifying Krishna, especially when the glorification is done in a heartfelt and appealing way, then that attracts us, that kindles, oh, what is this sweet sound? What is this extremely pacifying, uplifting sound? I want to hear it more. I want to explore it more. So the desire for meditation. Meditation again means fixing our consciousness on spiritual reality. So spiritual sound vibration kindles within us the desire for meditation. And meditation means we situate our consciousness in that same spiritual sound vibration. So first aspect of the spiritual sound is it creates a desire within us to go to the 10th floor. Second aspect is that it provides us the facility to go to the 10th floor. So spiritual sound vibration also acts like an elevator. So when we situate ourselves, so when we enter into the elevator, when we are standing in the elevator, then naturally the elevator moves and takes us up. So like that, when we situate our consciousness in spiritual sound vibration, that means that we become absorbed in that sound vibration. Then that sound vibration, the more we become absorbed in it, the more we feel transported above our circumstances. Now we may experience this especially during kirtans, but sometimes during intense recitation of verses, sometimes during very deep absorbed japa, sometimes even in hearing katha, or sometimes in studying scripture deeply, we can feel ourselves transported far away from our circumstances. So this transporting capacity of spiritual sound vibration can be understood and accessed when we situate ourselves in that spiritual sound. Now, for example, if there's a lift which can take us to the 10th floor, but if we just keep going in and coming out of the lift, if we keep going in and coming out, keep going in and coming out, then we will not really go up. And in one sense, if you keep going in and coming out, the lift may go up to the 10th floor and come down also, but we will not have gone up. We will be down there itself. So like that, spiritual sound vibration has the potential to take us up, but we should want to go up. So to the extent we situate ourselves in spiritual sound vibration. So often when we concentrate, when we say concentrate on the holy name, that idea of concentration involves putting in a lot of effort. That, mind is here, going there, you know, pull the mind back, drag the mind back. So this is a very force-centered idea of meditation, wherein we think that we are the primary doers. Yes, that is required. But that is required, especially when our mind is in the modes of passion and ignorance and where it is running here and there. And that's why in the modes of passion and ignorance, although we can utter the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we cannot taste the sweetness of the holy name, nor can we absorb ourselves in Krishna. So it's just like somebody doesn't want to get into the lift and somebody else comes and pushes that person and pulls that person, and that person pulls back, and then somebody pulls back again, and then again that person pulls back and wants to go away. And this pulling and counter-pulling is going on and on and on. And as long as this pulling and counter-pulling is going on, the person is not going to the upper story. So similarly, as long as we are in the modes of passion and ignorance and our consciousness is wandering here and there, at that time, we are not really focused on we are not tasting the holy name. We are not absorbed in the holy name. So we have to go through that battle. There is a forceful phase which is essential to calm the mind down. But the essence of meditation is not the forceful stage. That forceful stage where we exert ourselves to, it is the prelude to the absorbed state, to the deeply focused state. And that is the state of being situated in the lift. Once we are in the lift, we don't have to do anything. The lift itself takes us up. So like that, once our consciousness becomes situated in the holy name, all that we need to do is we don't jump out of the lift. That means again, if the consciousness starts going on, we bring it back inside. But the focus is on letting the sound vibration lift us up. So the more we let the sound vibration lift us up, the more we will experience deeper and deeper absorption in Krishna. And we will experience this elevation of our consciousness. So both the desire, so spiritual sound provides both the desire for raising our consciousness and the facility for raising our consciousness. So it is like this, it is like an attractive aroma coming from the 10th floor, which invites us, which attracts us to go toward the 10th floor, and also like a lift which is coming down from the 10th floor, which also facilitates our going to the 10th floor. The spiritual sound vibration stimulates meditation and it facilitates meditation. Thank you. Hare Krishna.